U.S. economy beat expectations at the end of last year. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the details from Washington.
The Commerce Department says the economy expanded at an annualized rate of 2.6%, when analysts were expecting to see a gain of 2.2% for the last 3 months of 2018. That after a 3.4% increase in the year's third quarter. Employment remains strong, but the report says while wages continue to rise, poor retail sales have otherwise impacted growth.
California natural gas company PG&E is saying it's probable its equipment may be to blame for the most destructive wildfire in California's history. In a government filing on Thursday, PG&E says while the cause of the 2018 campfire is still being investigated, the company believes it is probable its equipment will be determined to be the ignition point for the wildfires. This is USA Radio News.
Let's have a chat about your debit card, the card you use for the things you buy every day. What if you could get cash back every time you bought those things? Well, now you can. Introducing Discover Cashback Debit. Just open a Discover bank account and start earning 1% cash back on up to $3,000 in debit card purchases every month automatically. Plus, there are no monthly fees or minimum balances. Now you can get cash back on the way you like to pay. Open a Discover bank account and get the debit card with cash back. Go to discoverbank.com/debit. Limitations apply. Excludes money market accounts. Discover Bank, member FDIC.
The annual Conservative Political Action Conference is underway just outside of Washington, D.C. Among the early highlights, former Wisconsin Governor Scott Walker.
Our founders were just ordinary people. Ordinary people who did something quite extraordinary. You see, they didn't just risk their political careers. They didn't risk their business ventures. These were people, I dare say, patriots who risked their lives for the freedoms we hold dear today. What makes America great, not just the things we talked about, but that simple fact that all throughout our history, not just there in Independence Hall, but in places across this country and around the world, that there have always been men and women of courage who are willing to stand up and think more about not their futures, but the future of their children and their children's children to ensure that they have the freedoms and liberties that those folks literally risk their lives for. That's what makes America great, and that's our challenge, each and every one of us here, to make sure that all those who fought and many who died do not die in vain, that we continue to fight for those freedoms every single day.
Friday, Vice President Mike Pence is expected to speak at CPAC, and Saturday, President Trump will be making another appearance at CPAC as well. Please remember, you can find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.